Following his meeting with the artist, Pope Benedict received in audience the leader of the Anglican Communion, Archbishop Rowan Williams. It was the first meeting between the two men since the Vatican set up last month a new apostolic constitution, a formal structure making it easier for disaffected Anglicans to convert to Catholicism. In a statement released afterwards by the Holy See's press office, the Vatican said the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury reiterated the shared will to move ahead towards closer ecumenical relations. It said their discussions were cordial and also focused on recent events between the Catholic Church and the Anglican Communion. My colleague Philippa Hitchens spoke to Archbishop Williams in an exclusive interview after his meeting with the Pope in the Vatican. She began by asking him what was the message he brought to the Pope.
Naturally, I wanted to express some of the concerns about the way in which the announcement of the Constitution had been handled and received, because clearly many Anglicans, myself included, felt that it put us in an awkward position for a time. Not the content so much as some of the messages that were given out. So I needed to share with the Pope some of those concerns, and I think those were expressed and heard in a very friendly spirit.
What was his reaction? What was the message that you received from him?
The main message, I think, was that the Constitution did not represent any change in the Vatican's attitude to the Anglican Communion as such. And a very strong statement came out, and he said that personally, but also it came out in the official statement from the meeting, that the next round of official talks, the archic procedure, should go on, that he wished to see that continue.
And yet, as you say, many Anglicans were quite dismayed at the move, which they see as a way of attracting converts rather than advancing this dialogue. What do you say to reassure them?
I would say that, first of all, the presentation of the Constitution as a kind of dawn raid on the Anglican Communion misunderstands the process that happened and the actual nature of the Constitution. People become Roman Catholics because they want to become Roman Catholics, because their consciences are formed in a certain way and they believe this is the will of God for them. And I wish them every blessing in that. But I don't think it's a question of, you know, the Roman Catholic Church, as it were, trying to attract by advertising or by special offers. I don't see that as the purpose at all. And in that sense, I don't particularly worry about it.
In your address at the Gregorian University, you asked some really quite provocative questions about the future of the dialogue, challenging Catholics to reconsider obstacles such as women's ordination and the exercise of papal primacy in the light of progress made over the past 40 years. What do you think are the chances of those challenges being taken very seriously here?
I think that if we now do proceed towards the third phase of the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission, there's a very strong chance that many of these issues will be on the table, because, of course, they are the unfinished business of what we've done so far. The possibility that the next round will look at the relation between the local and the universal church, for instance, raises, as I hinted in my lecture, both the question of primacy as it's currently exercised and the question of the decision-making liberty of the local church on matters that are not central. So I think, yes, these are precisely the issues that we need to go on talking about.
You're also suggesting that the Anglican Communion could perhaps be a model for the Catholic Church in the way that it's organised. And yet, as you know, many Catholics believe it's hard to make any progress in the dialogue when there are so many contrasting views within the Anglican Communion. What do you say to them?
I'd say that the Roman Catholic Church is not wholly without contrasting views either. But I'd say that what we're doing at the moment in the Anglican Communion is honestly trying to find a structure of universal mutual responsibility which is not controlled by a single executive. And of course this is hard work. Nobody expects it to be anything else. I don't think that what we have achieved is something we can hold up and proudly say everybody ought to be like this. But I would like to say that perhaps the agenda we're trying to set is something that should be shared.
That was the Anglican leader, Archbishop Rowan Williams, speaking to Philippa Hitchin.